Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here for MPV Engineering. This isn't for all of you, but for high-end contractors specializing in industrial construction and end users who own and operate industrial equipment, MPV offers licensed professional consulting on chemical and mechanical engineering for your projects. Tanks, pressure vessels, piping, heat exchangers, HVAC equipment, chemical reactors for oil companies or manufacturing facilities, as well as project management support and troubleshooting for those implementing designs. MPV will get your industrial project up and running. Head over to MPVEngineering.com. All right, you guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. It's my show, The Scott Horton Show. And, yeah, I kept Dan way into that top of the hour break there, so you guys might want to check the archives later on for the tail end of that interview. I like that guy, man. Yeah. All right, next up, it's John Carroll back on the show from the Henry County Report. And, man, I got too many tabs open here. Elite Doc proves drug planning. Yeah, this is the one, I think, right? Welcome back to the show. How are you doing, John?
Good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing real good. So we were on before about how you got your hands on all these documents where it was, I will admit, decent people within the law enforcement community leaking a bunch of documents about a bunch of criminals in the so-called law enforcement community there where you live in Henry County and... And which is Alabama, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I actually live in Seattle, but I'm from that part of the South, and I do a lot of research work down there.
Oh, I see. And you were on before about how you got your hands on all these documents, and this is just part of that stash. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
We're slowly, you know, we've resisted the national media that demanded we hand over the documents. Part of our agreement with our sources. And it's very kind of a painstaking process to vet and authenticate the documents. But we're working through 800-plus documents.
All right. And bottom line here is these guys are a bunch of criminals. And if I want to make sure that I get the source of this right. I don't guess it's much of a mystery. This transcript I'm reading of this cop conspiring with his informant to frame a guy on meth charges is their own transcript of their own recording of an interview going on down at the station, correct?
That's right. That's right. This deputy, he was actually the head vice investigator for the Henry County Sheriff's Department at the time. He instructed the young lady to actually go and have methamphetamine cooked up and then put that in this gentleman's residence along with precursor materials so that it would appear that he was cooking meth. And then he used that information to get a search warrant for that house.
That's funny. You know, I was picturing that scene from Brazil where the secretary is listening to the guy being tortured and she's doing the transcript of it or whatever. Like, this is no big deal. It's all in a day's work being the secretary. And somebody's just typing this up. Yeah, and then what I want you to do is go and put the meth in the guy's house so that I can arrest him. And what? And then this guy ended up. And here's the thing that really gets me. Correct me if I misunderstood what I was reading here. The rat who is being hired to frame the guy on meth charges is explaining to the cop that the guy I'm framing here has nothing to do with the murder. In fact, I'm his alibi. He was far away from the time of the murder at the time it happened. But yeah, sure, I'll go frame him up on meth charges for you. And then the cops went ahead and framed him up on the murder charge as well.
Oh, it's even worse than that. If you read it very carefully, the cop admits that he already knows that this guy didn't murder the victim.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you how they know it. And this is what's really, really, really bad. This guy had a visit with the Department of Child Resources in Pensacola, Florida, Department of Human Resources. So there's like a state government record of where this guy was 200 and something miles away.
Oh, right.
So, you know, he was with this young lady and they were in Pensacola, Florida, which is 200 plus miles away from where the victim was murdered. They had already checked all this out. They knew this guy had a supervised child visit in Pensacola, Florida.
All right. Well,
they already knew he was innocent. Before she told him that, and he admits it in the interview.
Yeah.
That's how insane it is.
It is. It's completely crazy. Yeah, and again, I just love it. It's their transcript. They went ahead and recorded it. They didn't bother to pull a CIA and destroy the tapes, stupid, or anything. They just completely incriminated themselves with this. I guess they know they are the law, so they're above the law. And so who cares other than John B. Carroll? But then that's the next question. Who does care? Anybody? Well, you found a hero judge to intervene here yet?
I don't know if we have any honest judges in Alabama, but I will tell you this. The state chapter of the NAACP has decided to take this case on because there's several other examples.
Oh, that's good news. They got resources, at least, you know.
And plus, there's a really good lawyer. She's not really speaking to the media at the moment, but she's from Birmingham, Ruth Robinson, that's representing this guy pro bono. But my guess is they're going to ask the court to vacate the conviction. I mean, this guy, if you go back and look at the transcript you just mentioned, the cop, the chief investigator for the sheriff's department, he also agrees to give her drugs, party favors. And this is what's so critical about that transcript. She says, oh, well, I've set other people up in with the Dothan police, which goes back to the documents we spoke about back in December that, you know, these people denied there's any evidence of this. Well, sorry. Here's one of their informants telling about how she was paid in drugs to set up people that weren't guilty.
Uh-huh. And the cop says, you did that with them before? Oh, okay, good. So then you can do it for me too.
That's right. Yeah. And we tracked that guy down. And of course, you know, he was out of the state at the time that this all happened in his apartment. He'd never done methamphetamine. So the common thread is these guys are just out here planting dope. And they pick poor, traditionally poor rural people or inner city black people. That's their targets. They pick poor country whites. And, you know, here in South Alabama, the landscape is such that most of the urban areas are concentrated where people of African descent live. And they just run wild. I mean, there's hundreds of cases like this. The judges go along with it. The judge, look, this is what's so fascinating about this case. It's just not believable. He gets picked up and charged for murder with all this dope. Okay, what did they do to this guy? They strap this guy to try to make him shut up. They strap him, handcuff his ankles and wrist in a chair, starting at about 11 p.m. at night. They beat him with metal pipes, nerve damage, brain damage. They leave him to urinate and defecate on himself for close to 12 to 13 hours. This is how they do this. It's a wonder this guy survived.
That's amazing. And what did they have against him that they were so intent on doing this to him? Just
kept
fun?
Appealing. He kept wanting to appeal. He said he's an innocent man. He wouldn't take their deal. So this is where it gets even more bizarre. They go in a jail cell in the sheriff's department. You have what's called a pass-on logbook. If you work a shift before me, you write down the significant events, sign it. I come in. I do the same thing. These guys, he sued them for beating him. In federal court, they forged a logbook and presented it as evidence that none of this happened. And of course, guess what? The original logbook surfaces and it shows that they forged the documents. Now, they then promptly settled that case with Mr. Bailey, but he's still incarcerated for a murder he didn't commit because he was 260 miles away. And they knew this and admit that they knew it and had alibis.
Well, at some point, I guess the idea here is, John, that at some point his lawyer can fail and fail and fail all the way through the Alabama court system and then at some point finally be able to appeal it into the federal system and see if she can get a win there. Is that it?
I think she's going to ask, I can't speak for her, but I think she's going to ask the court with the newly discovered evidence that we've leaked that they're going to ask to vacate the conviction. Because there's obviously, now we have documents.
You don't sound very confident that that's going to work though.
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Even in the Alabama court?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be in federal court. I think they'll intervene because
it'll be in federal court.
Yeah. The district attorney's own documents now prove they knew this man. You know, they had exculpatory evidence the whole time. And that's in addition to the beating and torturing and in addition to the drug planning that they picked him all up on the start with, with a false pretense. Jeez. It's just insane.
Yeah, it sure is. And hold on, because we ain't done yet. We got more with John B. Carroll. from HenryCountyReport.com right after this. You got to go look at this article, guys. It'll blow your mind. Leaked docs prove drug planting and motion to prosecute Gary Maxwell. Oh, we're going to name names more and better right after this. Hey, I'll Scott Horton here. It's always safe to say that one should keep at least some of your savings in precious metals as a hedge against inflation. And if this economy ever does heat back up and the banks start expanding credit, rising prices could make metals a very profitable bet. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, Inc. has been helping people buy and sell gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, and they do it well. They're fast, reliable, and trusted for more than 35 years. And they take Bitcoin. Call Roberts & Roberts at 1-800-874-9760 or stop by rrbi.co. Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here for WallStreetWindow.com. Mike Swanson knows his stuff. He made a killing running his own hedge fund and always gets out of the stock market before the government-generated bubbles pop, which is, by the way, what he's doing right now, selling all his stocks and betting on gold and commodities. Sign up at WallStreetWindow.com and get real-time updates from Mike on all his market moves. It's hard to know how to protect your savings and earn a good return in an economy like this. Mike Swanson can help. Follow along on paper and see for yourself. WallStreetWindow.com. All right, kids, welcome back. I'm Scott Horton. It's my show, The Scott Horton Show. Noon to 2 East Coast time here on the Liberty Radio Network on the weekdays. KPFK in L.A. on Sunday mornings. Talking with John B. Carroll from the Henry County Report about these criminal cops. And, you know, we all know that all cops are a bunch of criminals. And, oh, yeah, everybody can cry your exceptions. But the state is not your security force, okay? It's something else. Read your Rothbard. But what's going on here is that, wow, we got the kind of evidence we don't ever really usually get to see. Like, police made transcripts of them conspiring with their informants to frame innocent people. I mean, this kind of thing is just unbelievable. And you mentioned this, John. It sure looks like you've got pretty good, I don't know about solid because I'm not an expert in the Photoshop or anything, but it sure looks like you make a pretty compelling argument that there's a forgery going on when it comes to the logbook and the deletion of how Mr. Bailey must have hit his head when he hit the wall. They decided that lie didn't hold up, so they would just go ahead and get rid of it entirely, huh?
That's right. The attorney that represented the county sheriff's department in that incident came back before the federal court and admitted somehow they had made a mistake. Now, how you scan a document and have a digital file and then you send that document to someone else and you somehow make a mistake where you Photoshop out a very critical entry that would increase the liability of the sheriff's department, I can't explain.
But you're telling me they've already conceded that. There's an error there. Sorry.
They've conceded they made a mistake, and it's not really physically possible how to imagine they could have made that mistake without forgery.
Yeah, it sure doesn't seem like it. And I was going to say, you know, are you sure it's not, you know, over on the next page? But on the next page, it's the next day, I guess. So, no.
Right.
It wouldn't have been.
I put a scan of the whole book. I looked at the whole original book. I mean, it is what it is. They immediately settled that case with Mr. Bailey. But the whole problem is Mr. Bailey is still in jail for a murder that he didn't commit. And they planted dope on him to get a search warrant. They admitted that they knew he was somewhere else. And then they tried to beat him to death to shut up. So now we have all this information coming out that shows not only did the district attorney and the sheriff's department know the whole time that this guy was innocent of this crime, they proceeded to prosecute him anyway. And lied under oath in his original trial and in his appeals through the state of Alabama. They knew all these documents existed. And we even have a document from the district attorney's office leaked to us that shows one of the assistant district attorneys advising law enforcement to remove this, the transcript, out of the record so no one can know about it.
You have them on the record ordering them to change. You have the DA on the record, assistant DA on the record, ordering the cops to change the record.
Yeah. That's how bad this gets. And you have to ask yourself, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but the Washington Post wrote an article that originally kind of cast some doubts when we came out with our original story. And I can understand that. It's fair criticism. It's just too hard to believe. But what Radney Balko did do is he talked about how this district attorney is one of the worst in the United States. And this guy right here that we're talking about has put 17 people to death in Alabama in hundreds of convictions where you have people like Mr. Bailey, life without parole. And you've got to ask yourself, how many innocent people has this guy killed? It's just horrific.
Man. And now,
and we have all the smoking guns. That's the difference in this case and like the, you know, the case that came out, The Making of a Murderer on Netflix, is very compelling documentary a few months ago. In this case, we actually have the internal affairs documents, all the internal memos in the district attorney's office, and we have audio recordings of these idiots talking about it. I mean, it's just unconscionable. You've got judges involved. You have indigent defense lawyers involved. Whole time, you got an innocent guy just, you know, sitting in prison.
Explain more about that, about the court-appointed defense attorneys going along with this or just falling down on the job or what?
The NAACP is working on, I think if you go in, I don't want to quote him exactly, but they have over 100 cases like this that they're working with. And what happens in this judicial district, if you're a poor person, they will appoint you a lawyer. And that lawyer typically refuses to give any of your evidence of your case or access to your discovery material to you, the guy sitting in jail. And so what they're trying to do is bully you into taking a plea deal. And what they do is they'll say, hey, Scott, you know, it doesn't matter what the law is, you're going to get 20 years in prison. So you can take this deal and, you know, serve about 3 years and we'll get you probation. And if you say, I didn't do this, I want my evidence, I want to see what they have, they'll say, tough, we don't have time for that. And these guys get convicted and go to prison all day long.
Right. And that's if you're lucky and they don't torture you for saying, no, I want to see the evidence.
Well, you know, I'll just tell you, we have on the horizon, we have cattle prod videos coming. So it's going to get a lot worse.
Jesus Christ. Well, the courts have probably already allowed that, though, right?
No. I mean, we've got good people in Alabama, just like you do in Texas and other places. It's just, they're so vested in protecting a dysfunctional system. That's the problem we have.
Yeah, everybody, good and bad has very little to do with it. The job is what the job is.
But, you know, you've got to question, like in this one case, you have to question hundreds and, well, there are three officers implicated in planting drugs. There are probably another half a dozen officers that were aware of all this and stood silent and did nothing. You have to go back and look at all of their narcotics cases now. The sheriff, we can't even get him to talk about it.
Well, now, so you said that the NAACP has showed up now. Are they financing lawyers to get more involved here? Or what exactly are they doing?
I can't speak for them, but they're, you know, what I understand is that they're trying to form a class action civil rights lawsuit that encompasses, I mean, we're just at hundreds and hundreds of victims that have come forward. You can look at our site and see some of the interviews we have. I mean, we have people that had a credit card debt, and this same district attorney would prosecute that person. That's a civil case. They would prosecute them in a criminal court and sentence them to 20 years in prison.
Jesus,
it's just
really
unconscionable. Yeah. There's a lady that's a ministry. She had some Obama t-shirts printed up at the inauguration, and they prosecuted her for not paying a $1,400 bill, put her 20 years in prison.
So in other words, these people need extremely powerful help to come just for the sheer number of victims that we're talking about here. I mean, we're talking about, I don't know, abolish the state and start over again, or don't.
Well, this judicial district, I think they need to send in immediate federal people. How many, I don't know. You need to take out two sheriff's departments. You have to take over the district attorney's office. And you really have to put in people, some of these judges that know the law that allowed all this to happen in their
court.
Well,
and that's its own shame, too, is feds moving in. Like, that's the responsibility of the people of Alabama to solve this from the bottom up. But they won't. So look where we're at. It's absolutely a disaster. I urge everyone, please go and look at henrycountyreport.com and read the transcript of the cop and the rat framing this guy. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Scott.
John B. Carroll, y'all. Hey, y'all. Scott Horton here for Liberty.me, the great libertarian social network. They've got all the social media bells and whistles. Plus, you get your own publishing site, and there are classes, shows, books, and resources of all kinds. and I host two shows on Liberty.me. Eye on the Empire with Liberty.me's Chief Liberty Officer Jeffrey Tucker every other Tuesday, and The Future of Freedom with FFF founder and president Jacob Hornberger every Thursday night, both at 8 Eastern. When you sign up, add me as a friend on there, scotthorton.liberty.me. Be free. Liberty.me. Hey, Al Scott here. If you've got a band, a business, a cause, or campaign, and you need stickers to help promote, check out thebumpersticker.com at thebumpersticker.com. They digitally print with solvent ink, so you get the photo quality results of digital with the strength and durability of old-style screen printing. I'm sure glad I sold thebumpersticker.com to Rick back when. He's made a hell of a great company out of it, and there are thousands of satisfied customers who agree with me, too. Let thebumpersticker.com help you get the word out. That's thebumpersticker.com at thebumpersticker.com. Hey, Al Scott here. If you've got a band, a business, a cause, or campaign, and you need stickers to help promote, check out thebumpersticker.com at thebumpersticker.com. They digitally print with solvent ink, so you get the photo quality results of digital with the strength and durability of old-style screen printing. I'm sure glad I sold thebumpersticker.com to Rick back when. He's made a hell of a great company out of it, and there are thousands of satisfied customers who agree with me, too. Let thebumpersticker.com help you get the word out. That's thebumpersticker.com at thebumpersticker.com.